afternoon. The time is now 4:01, Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. I'd like to call to order this regular scheduled meeting of the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District. Those in attendance are Greg Halliday, Jalen Hawks, Mary McGann, Curtis Wells, Rory Paxman, Evan Clapper. First up, citizens to be heard. Any citizens to speak regarding the Thompson Springs Fire District? Next up would be approval of minutes. Mary?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for October 15th, 2019, and authorize the chair to sign off.
So I think we already did October 15th. This is June. June 10th is the one that I...
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I was just getting a little ahead of us.
Senior moment there.
Yeah. I know, I haven't got much sleep.
Okay.
Motion made by Mary McGann.
Second.
Seconded by Greg Halliday. Any discussion? Edits? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next up, ratification of payment of bills. Mr. Paxman.
All right. The Grand County bills to be approved for Thompson Springs Fire District. 11-19-2019, the ratified total bills, $904.65. Total bills and payroll, $1,437.95.
Motion made by Rory Paxman.
Second.
Seconded by Curtis Wells. Any further discussion? I'll call for a roll call vote. Greg Halliday?
Aye.
Jalen Hawks?
Yes.
Mary McGann?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Aye.
Rory Paxman?
Yes.
Evan Clapper? Yes. Motion passes unanimously. Next up is Fire Chief's report. I don't see Mark. He submitted one earlier. Chief's report to the TSSSFD for November 19th. Chief will be out of state from the 19th to the 25th. Recent incidents, October 28th, one car rollover on I-70 mile marker 172. October 30th, smoke report, Thompson residents, false alarm is chimney smoke. On November 5th, there's a brush fire on I-70 at mile marker 212. On the 5th, there was a report of large flames at Thompson residents. It was an illegal barrel burn. On the 7th, there was a car versus semi on I-70, mile marker 170. On the 8th, there's stomach pain in Crescent Junction. And on the 16th, one car rollover at mile marker 197 on I-70. The equipment backup generator has failed and is unrepairable. New generator is 4,000 to 6,000 with installation. There's money in the budget for this. Engine 41 developed a water leak during pump operations on the 11th. Leak fixed on the 12th. Cost to repair, $5. There's a training the 8th and 9th for Fire Service Instructor 1 course, Moab Valley Fire Department. And winter propane delivery service to the fire station has begun. And that, my friends, is the chief's report. Any new business? Any old business? Any future considerations? Possible hearings? No need for a hearing? Any need for a closed session? With that, that brings us to the end of the agenda, and I would adjourn this meeting at 4:04. Give it a minute. Oh, we're not scheduled to start it until 4:05. Oh, look at that, 4:05. It is now 4:05. I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Grand County Council. Those in attendance are Greg Halliday, Jalen Hawks, Mary McGann, Curtis Wells, Rory Paxman, Evan Clapper, Ruth Dillon, Chris Baird. It is Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. I would like to start this meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Ben Riley, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
for that. Our first item is approving a nomination of council vice chair for the remainder of 2019. We were left high and dry, the resignation of our previous vice chair, and we need someone to fill that role. Jay Lynn.
I nominate, I was going to say Mary Hawks, Mary McGann to be vice chair for the remainder of the year, remainder of 2019.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Jalen Hawks, seconded by Curtis Wells. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Send that down. Look at there. Or you could go front and center if you prefer. It's choose your own seat.
Oh, you grabbed it too hard.
Just fighting for it. All right. Next up, thank you for your willingness to serve, Mary. Next up, approval of minutes. And this June 10th one was the weird one?
Well, that's the one that I have done, so.
Okay, great.
June 10th is the one that we got in the email, correct?
That's correct.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of a hard one to do, but hopefully it's reasonably accurate.
I liked it. I would like to make a motion, Chair.
Please.
I move that we approve the minutes from June 10th, 2019.
Motion made by Jalen Hawks, seconded by Mary McGann. Discussion? All of those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mary?
I make a motion to postpone the minutes from September 20th, October 2nd, October 8th, October 29th, November 6th, and November 13th, 2019.
Motion made by Mary McGann. Seconded by Rory Paxman. Any discussion on postponing the remaining minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next up, ratification of payment of bills. Rory.
All right. Grant County bills to be approved and ratified for 11-19-2019. Total bills, $373,617.06. Total payroll, $241,627.19. Total bills and payroll, $615,244.25.
Motion made by Rory Paxman.
Second.
Seconded by Greg Halliday. Any discussion? Call for a roll call vote. Greg Halliday?
Aye.
Jalen Hawks?
Yes.
Mary McGann?
Yes.
Curtis Wells?
Aye.
Rory Paxman?
Yes.
Evan Clapper? Yes. Motion passes unanimously. Next up, council member disclosures. This is just a reminder for council members that if they have any pertinent things to disclose regarding tonight's agenda, we won't forget. Any disclosures? All right, moving right along. Next up, general council reports and future considerations. Greg, would you like to start us off?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, on the 8th of November, I attended the Historical Preservation Commission. It was not held for lack of a quorum. On the 12th of November, I went to the hospital to find the conservation district. There wasn't anybody there. So either I've got the wrong location, the wrong time, or they weren't there.
Where did you go?
Hospital in the training room one, like what it said on the my thing.
Yeah, sometimes they get moved just to the next room, but
I looked at all the rooms.
Then that's weird.
Yeah, so there wasn't anybody there. Also that day on the 12th, had the Transportation Special Service District. We reviewed the 2020 budget. Currently, they have a balance of $31,308. That's until we get some additional money, funds coming in this next year. On the 13th, I attended the Thompson